This is a work of the Durham Church of Christ. Visit our website at durhamcoc.com.
Can we depend on God? You know, when we think about this physical life and the fact that the sun rose today, we understand that that is because of God. When we read in Hebrews chapter 1 in verse 3, we see that God is upholding all things by the word of His power. This world continues to be sustained by God and the word of His power. We can depend upon God for our physical necessities. We understand that Jesus stated in Matthew chapter 5 and in verse 45 that God sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. God supplies the physical necessities of life both to those that serve Him and also those who refuse to serve Him. We can depend upon God for our physical necessities, but we can also depend upon God for our spiritual necessities. Paul writes the Philippians in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." God has supplied to us all that we have need of spiritually, and He has done so through Christ. Notice what Paul writes in Romans chapter 5. Beginning at verse 6, he writes, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." God has supplied to us the spiritual necessities that we require in order to have salvation. Hence, the Hebrews writer writes in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 9 that Christ has become the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him. Those that obey Christ have salvation, have access to heaven above. And Peter explains that we have been granted then an entrance that is abundant. He describes it in 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 11. "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." We have an abundant entrance into heaven through Jesus Christ, through obedience to Jesus. Jesus supplies our needs. He can be depended upon. But the question that we can ask ourselves today is, can Jesus depend upon us? And as we think about that, let us refer to a song that we sometimes sing in our worship services of the Churches of Christ. We sing a song entitled, "Can He Depend on You?" And it goes like this: "Jesus the Savior came down from above, came to bring mercy and love. Crucify Him, the mob scornfully cried, so He on Calvary died. While on the cross He prayed, 'Father, forgive, for they know not what they do. For us He died, that for Him we might live. Can He depend on you?' He from the grave on the third day arose, missions of man to disclose. Go preach the gospel, all who will hear. Through Him be free from all fear. Bid them believe, to repent and obey, walk in the newness of life. Keep the light glowing to show them the way, leading from sin and strife. He is preparing in heaven a home for all His faithful and own. Are you preparing to stand by His side, or in that day be denied? Have you told others the story of love, showing them what they should do? These are the precepts that come from above. Can He depend on you? Can He depend on you, His blessed will to do? Will you be crowned with the faithful and true? Can He depend on you?" We can depend on Jesus. We can depend on God for the physical necessities that we require. We can depend on God for our salvation. But can God depend upon us? Are we doing the Lord's will? Are we preaching the gospel? Are we laboring fervently for Christ? Are we seeking to edify and build up our brethren? Are we loving the lost? As we think about this, let us read one last passage of Scripture, a parable that is known as the parable of two sons in Matthew chapter 21. In verse 28, Jesus asks, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, 'Son, go work today in my vineyard.' He answered and said, 'I will not,' but afterward he repented and went. He came to the second and said likewise, and he answered and said, 'I go, sir,' and went not. The first son said he was not going to go, but then he repented. He changed his mind. He regretted what he had said, and he decided, 'I'm going to go work in the vineyard.' The second son said he would go, but then he did not. Which one of these sons is dependable? Well, it's the second. Although the second son said he would not go, he changed his mind and he ended up going." The second son is not dependable, the first son is. The second son said he was going to go and then he didn't go. The first son said he was not going to go and then he went. So although the first son initially was not dependable in that he did not agree to go, he ended up going. He could be depended upon. But the second son, it's very clear that he is not dependable. He said he was going to go, and then he did not go. When we become children of God by being baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27, we then take on a commitment to Christ to do His will. But can He depend on us to do that? Are we just going to say we're going to do His will? But when it comes down to it, are we really going to do His will? The question we have before us today is, can Jesus Christ depend on you?